Sierra secures $950 million for AI customer agents. The data moat is what matters here, not the headline valuation. Every customer interaction Sierra logs trains models that get better at enterprise-specific workflows faster than any general-purpose rival can catch up. Salesforce now has to decide whether to build equivalent agents internally or risk losing mid-market customers who want the accuracy edge without switching their entire CRM stack. Expect the first defections in renewal cycles that begin 12 months from now as accuracy gaps become obvious. Pennsylvania sues Character.ai over fake doctor. States are drawing lines around professional impersonation faster than the companies can patch their safety layers. Character.ai's case shows how a single hallucinated credential can trigger enforcement that hits every chatbot claiming domain expertise. Expect other platforms to add mandatory verification checks for medical, legal, or financial roles within the next 2 quarters or absorb rising legal costs. The bigger shift is users starting to demand proof before trusting any AI advice on personal health. PayPal launches AI turnaround for $1.5 billion savings. The $1.5 billion target hides how many customer edge cases the new automation layer will mishandle before it stabilizes. PayPal's restructuring will push support teams to focus only on high-value disputes, while AI takes the volume. That shift forces competitors like Stripe to match the cost structure quickly or lose pricing power on merchant fees. Watch retention numbers in 18 months. They will reveal whether the savings came from efficiency or just deferred complaints. GitHub Copilot adopts per-token pricing. Heavy users who leave Copilot running in the background will face bills that scale directly with how many suggestions they accept or reject. The move to credits measured by tokens rewards teams that write tight prompts and punishes exploratory coding styles common in startups. Expect smaller competitors like Cursor to keep subscription models longer to capture developers fleeing unpredictable costs. The June 2026 date gives enterprises time to benchmark actual token burn before committing budgets. Google Veo 3 Video AI adds native audio. Dialogue generation now happens inside the same pass as the visuals, eliminating the separate sync step most studios bill for. This forces Runway to either integrate comparable audio or watch its mid-market customers defect for complete reels. The advanced controls tie frame tweaks directly to audio stem exports, locking production teams into higher cloud spend once they move beyond test clips. Agencies handling social campaigns will standardize workflows around it inside 2 quarters to stay competitive on turnaround. Microsoft open sources AI Agent Security Toolkit. Security teams at smaller agent shops now get a baseline they can run without new licenses, yet every alert still funnels usage telemetry back into Microsoft's models. This undercuts startups selling standalone agent firewalls because enterprises default to the free toolkit tied to their M365 contracts. CrowdStrike will pivot its agent security line toward compliance dashboards instead of raw detection, since the OWASP coverage is now table stakes. The real lock-in sits in how the runtime logs shape future model updates. SpaceX secures $60 billion option on Cursor AI. SpaceX gains the right to acquire without tipping its hand on internal tooling plans, which means Cursor's team can keep selling to the rest of the market for now. The move preempts any deeper ties with Microsoft or OpenAI that might have come with the canceled round. GitHub must either cut enterprise rates sharply or watch aerospace suppliers standardize on Cursor instead. Suppliers will face pressure to adopt the same editor to maintain compatibility on shared codebases. Sierra Lovelace emerges with AI Context Engine. Analysts at boutique firms can suddenly take on cases that used to require dedicated data teams, shifting headcount budgets from support staff to domain experts. This pressures larger platforms like Harvey to match the context depth or lose RFPs in the compliance vertical. The 1,000 times figure only holds under specific query loads, yet the first pilots will still reset expectations on what counts as acceptable response time for mission work. PlanView launches Agent Resource Management. Treating agents as interchangeable resources with humans forces finance teams to track token spend the same way they track salaries today. Procurement cycles that once focused on headcount approvals now require inference budget forecasts baked into every project charter. This gives PlanView an early wedge in enterprises already piloting agents at scale. Within 18 months, expect legacy tools like Jira to bolt on similar dashboards or watch their mid-market renewals slip. Deep Infra raises $107 million backed by NVIDIA. NVIDIA's lead here isn't the dollars. It locks Deep Infra's inference logs into NVIDIA's optimization pipeline for upcoming architecture tweaks. Other platforms now confront a hard fork: invest in competing silicon or accept that their latency numbers will lag on enterprise benchmarks. Open source hosts feel the squeeze first as developer workflows migrate toward the lowest cost performer. Expect Deep Infra to drop per token rates enough to force repricing across the board inside the next 2 quarters. NVIDIA CEO claims AI creates massive jobs. Huang's timing here matters more than the headline numbers. By framing AI as a net job creator, he gives enterprises cover to accelerate agent deployments without triggering internal pushback from HR. The second-order effect surfaces in 12 months, when reskilling budgets get reallocated from broad programs to narrow agent supervision tracks. Traditional staffing firms lose their wedge if they can't certify workers on those specific oversight workflows. Community colleges see their AI training grants shrink accordingly. SubQuadratic debuts 50 million context AI model. A 50 million token window flips the economics of retrieval entirely. Fewer hops mean lower cumulative error rates across multi-step agent tasks that previously demanded constant re-indexing. Existing RAG tooling built around chunking strategies now faces obsolescence unless it adapts to in-context everything. Watch the procurement shift. Enterprises will cancel vector database renewals once they test full document agents that retain coherence over entire code bases or legal archives. That migration starts hitting ARR projections by Q2 next year.